G'day, everybody. Thank you for downloading today's podcast.
Thank you. We really do like it. Can you listen without downloading?
Like a flat stream. You don't have to have the physical file on your phone.
Yes.
But it's still using data.
Yeah, right.
I guess.
That's why you should download it at work so that you can listen offline and not have to pay for it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But now people have such sweet data deals. No one stresses anymore.
I'm still not at home.
No?
Like, I still find that I can't download stuff, and we're supposed to have the top range one.
Hmm. Have you got the NBN yet?
Yeah, is that the top range one?
That's what we have.
Hmm. But it doesn't really work that well. Like, I'll find that I can only do it when I'm at work.
Ah, maybe so there's an issue with your router.
Hmm. So you are worried about data.
What's the router? That's not the modem.
It's the thing that takes the...
Yeah. Oh, right. Same thing. Hmm. Yeah.
That's, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Router and modem are, the same sort of thing, yeah.
Same sort of thing or the same thing?
Well, they're the same thing.
Mm. Same sort of thing, yeah. They're in the same ballpark.
If you say it three times, doesn't make it real.
Same thing.
They are the same thing.
It is.
Adrian,
have you got a router modem or a modem router?
Adrian, our audio guy's in here and he's technically sound at this stuff.
No, he isn't.
Same thing. Yeah. Hey, actually, Sharky is our real whiz kid out there too. Is a router and a modem the same thing?
It's not actually. No. But
no, but most of them are like both together now.
Yeah. Right.
The modem connects connects you to the internet via an ISM. Without a modem, your router will only allow you to connect to LAN. A modem will provide you connections, is just a single wired device.
So
if you want to go wireless, you're going to need a router.
Right. So your modem and router are together, which is what you're using. So when I said sort of the same thing, I was correct. Shit, yeah.
That's like saying if you had a VCR and DVD player combined, they're the same thing, but they're not really.
Yeah, they are. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's spot on, Stav. A+.
But can you have a modem without a router?
Yes, you can have a modem without a router, but you can't have a router without a modem.
And yes, you can.
Yes, you can, idiots.
So you can have a router without a modem. Because your internet comes through. If you've got cable internet, you're plugged into the cable, and that's coming through like your Foxtel line thing.
So I think I have a modem without a router. No?
No, you're getting Wi-Fi off it?
Yeah.
You're routing it.
Might just need a better modem.
No, all modems provide access to
Parente's losing his mind right now. Parente's our video guy.
Yeah.
What do you know then?
He's the tech whiz out of all of us.
I'm going to step out exactly what it is and then you tell me if I'm wrong or not.
Come on in.
So what you have is you have the internet goes into the modem. So it comes through your phone line.
Yeah.
Comes through your phone line into the modem.
Uh-huh.
Then the modem.
Yeah.
Routes out the Wi-Fi signal and sends it that way. You can also plug in a cable that can plug into your computer. Ethernet. Yep, they're usually blue, sometimes yellow if they want to get fancy and shit. And then that's that there.
Can I ask a question? How many times have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
I've never seen Wreck-It Ralph.
And you can still know all
so
of
it
that.
So it says a router connects multiple networks and routes network traffic between them.
So you can also use a router to connect computers without the internet. It's just the computers are connected to each other for file sharing. Am I right?
You're at like 50%.
Ah, that's good.
Would we give him 48 just to fail him?
49 and a half.
Oh, good one.
That's a C minus. Thank you.
So what's the problem with me at home?
You've got shit internet. You live in Australia.
That's exactly right.
So it doesn't even matter what modem or router I have.
Can get a better modem.
In closing, I think the best thing to do is just to switch it off and switch it back on.
All right, here's a question. Parente.
Yes.
If I got like a modem with the network that I signed up for and it was probably a shit one, would I get better if I got a better modem?
ADSL?
Sure.
Okay. Are you talking about the Wi-Fi? Or you plug directly into it.
Wi-Fi.
Yes, because the Wi-Fi that comes with the Wi-Fi in the modems that come are usually quite cheap.
Yep.
So if you buy a much more expensive Wi-Fi device, just to keep it simple, plug that one into it and connect to that Wi-Fi instead. It'll have like big antennas and stuff.
So get a better modem.
Better Wi-Fi. No.
Get a better router.
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Get a better
Wi-Fi access point. Because when you say modem, what you're talking about is a modem, switch, a modem, switch, router, and Wi-Fi access point all in one. Those are four different devices, but they put them together in one thing just to be confusing.
Can I say this conversation is just like talking to someone at Telstra on the phone who is a technician. This is how the whole conversation goes. And then they say, I'm going to have to call you back. And then they never call you back.
I like it when they go, now unplug it.
Yep.
Now, if you could just wait for 5 minutes and then we'll turn it back on. Oh, fucking.
You know what I did once? When they said, have you unplugged it yet? I said, yep. And they go, yeah, we can see that you've done that. And I went, got ya. Didn't unplug it. I knew this was bullshit. Anyway, we've got somewhere we need to be. And our producer outside is losing her mind. And I need to wee before we go to that meeting. So here's the podcast.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
We have a little bit of a game to test you guys to find out how multicultural you are.
This is my favourite segment of the show.
Oh, this can't test how multicultural we are.
You guys should be learning.
We're very accepting of all cultures, of even if we answer these wrong.
But there's
thank
accepting
you.
And then there is
ignorance.
Getting to know their culture. Immersing yourself in their world.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so you have to pick what the news story is about and you also have to pick what language it is. Uh-huh. Now, there is a lot of bad news and I just thought, let's go with something a bit different.
Okay.
Let's go with entertainment news.
Okay,
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, right, you like know, it. Just yeah. do something a bit more.
Yeah, upbeat.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, they're celebrities, so we can do whatever we want with them, right?
Yes.
Because they don't have feelings because they're
100%.
Famous.
So this is, so not all of them are happy stories, but it's not just from now.
Okay.
Okay? Could mm-hmm. be in the last 10 years.
Oh, okay. So we have to know cultures, history, and news.
All your favourite things.
Yeah, you've come to the right place.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. That one's easy. Do you want it?
No, you can have it.
Sure.
It's the first time we've had it.
Okay. It's a story about Kim Kardashian. It's Japanese.
Yes.
I would
well
say
done.
Then last 10 years it would be about her robbery.
Yes. Oh. You guys are back. High fives. You've really been bad before now.
We're right. very accepting humans.
There was the compliment sandwich. Did you hear that? You're back because you were awful before. And now you'll be good again.
We did suck last week.
Oh, come on, mate.
I said some German chick was Russian.
Thank you, mate.
Team.
Thank you.
Team.
Hey, right, he needs to admit his faults. He's a real man. All right. Second one.
Бритни Спирс – одна из тех знаменитостей, чья карьера знала так много взлетов и падений, что публика уже ничему не удивляется. Например, в тот период, когда она обрилась наголо.
The last word sounded like snuggle.
Snuggle, yeah. I think that's Russian. Do you think that's Russian?
I don't
it's
know.
In that vicinity.
It's Russian-y.
Yeah, Russian-y.
Why don't you make your own decision, Staff?
Okay, it's Russian.
Good boy.
And it's about... I didn't hear what it was about, though. Can you play it again?
Бритни Спирс – одна из тех знаменитостей, чья карьера знала так много взлетов и падений, что публика уже ничему не удивляется. Например, в тот период, когда она обрилась наголо.
I heard the word like career as well, so it could be about like a Korean pop band.
Mm.
BTS is a Korean pop band.
They are, the biggest one. I'm going to say it's Russian and it's about who's going to play the next James Bond.
The second word gave it away, Spears. It was when Britney Spears marched into the hair salon and shaved her hair.
What language?
Yeah. Russian. Hey. You got that right. Remember a single boy?
Okay. Right.
You didn't hear that? See, it's hard to give you a compliment. You've got to say it 10 times. All right, third one.
A causa della non regolarità con la quale la bella Lindsay ha frequentato il periodo di rieducazione per alcolisti, la fortunatissima carriera della Loan è da anni segnata da frequenti episodi legati all'uso di alcohol e droghe.
It's Italian.
Yay!
And it's about Lindsay Lohan.
Whoa! Oh, yeah!
I didn't hear any of that.
Uh-huh.
Good
back.
Job. All that Mario I played as a kid.
Yeah. was that about her?
It's very when... sing-song. That's what I like about Italian.
Into the party, blah, blah, blah.
Was that about her breakdown that she had?
Remember when she got arrested?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she had to go to jail?
Yeah.
It wasn't very long, was it?
Well, it felt like ages ago because we heard so much about it.
Yeah.
But, all right, here's the last one.
Giọng ca sinh năm 1994 mở lòng về quá khứ đen tối của anh. Justin Bieber tiết lộ bản thân đã bắt đầu chơi thuốc từ năm 19 tuổi. Anh trở nên hay tức giận, thiếu tôn trọng với phụ nữ và mất nhiều năm để có thể kéo mình trở lại.
Is that Thai? They're speaking Thai or Malaysian, Balinese?
We know what the story's about, right?
Do we?
Justin Bieber.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
Justin Bieber, and I'm going to say it is...
Australian.
Filipino. No.
No, hang on, I'm gonna hear one more. Okay.
Giọng ca sinh năm 1994 mở lòng về quá khứ đen tối của anh. Justin Bieber tiết lộ bản thân đã bắt đầu chơi thuốc từ năm 19 tuổi. Anh trở
Vietnamese.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
That was good. Well done, guys.
There you go.
There is our news from around the world. It's
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060, anything you want to talk about, you can. We were saying that we would love to hear some great news or a joke, Stav said. Mm-hmm. So, Grant in
Coomera.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, it's silly, but it's my favourite dad joke.
Great.
What did the cheese say to itself when it looked in the mirror?
Oh, I don't know. What did the cheese say to itself when it looked in the mirror?
Hello, me. I know it's bad, but I love it.
No, that's good. That's lovely.
Just took me a while to get it.
I thought it was going to be. I was thinking, like, what does like cheese say when you're taking a photo, like cheese or something? You know, when you go in your head, you try to answer it. Yeah, that's good. Have you got kids, Grant?
No, I just annoy all my nieces and nephews with it.
Brilliant.
Oh, nice.
It's technically an uncle joke, but we'll take it. All right.
Hey, Hannah, you're on the air. What do you want to chat about?
How the Simpsons is able to predict everything.
Yeah, there was the I sent that meme to Stav, actually, because apparently they did an episode on the coronavirus taking over.
As well. Wow. Yeah.
What do you mean?
So weird. Because they also predicted, like, Donald Trump becoming president and all of that. And then, but isn't the creator of the Simpsons, like, passed away now, so we will never know?
No, he hasn't. he's still alive and well.
What they did, Abs, is there's old episodes where they would like make jokes about Donald Trump being the president. It was reported on the news.
I know that, but did they actually say that there would be a virus that people would get?
Coronavirus.
No, they didn't call it coronavirus. That one that you sent was photoshopped, but it was the flu that came from China in packages. There's been many throughout the years. They also said that they predicted 9/11. There was a magazine with it was worth $9, and then the 11 building. Were there.
Just to confirm, Maddie's concerned that Apple is owned by the FBI, but really we should be looking into the Simpsons being owned by the FBI and controlled.
Who knows?
You're onto something, Ab.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
The one with Donald Trump.
Through the kids.
The Donald Trump one is freaky because the scene that they've got of him is the actual scene that happened when him going down an escalator.
Maybe that's where he got the idea from.
Maybe.
Actually, that looks pretty good.
We'll reenact it.
Hey, Kate from Ipswich, what do you want to chat about?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to thank you for paying off my credit card.
Oh,
live stress-free. You were our first winner. Completely wiped. Yes. Have you cut up the credit card and cancelled it?
It is gone. The account is closed.
I feel good.
It feels so good. Mm. Such a stress relief. So just thanking you guys again and recommending everyone to register for Live for Free. It's amazing.
Oh, beautiful. Did you, now the money you were paying off that credit card, are you setting that aside into another account for a safety fund or what are you doing?
Oh, we will do. We haven't done anything as yet. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we're definitely going to do something, even if it's just a Christmas fund.
Good idea.
We don't have to worry about Christmas.
I do like the Barefoot Investor. Mm. I know Matt told me before, but it was better in his book. But, he has some good advice about putting the money aside. Everyone's got Mojo accounts. If you start reading it, you'll realise what that's all about.
It's a good. I got a copy of it and read it over the holidays because you were right into it.
Did you like it?
I did actually like it, but I found it annoying because I was just doing a POV version of what he explains already.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if only I had an education and wrote a book, I'd be rich because I've just been.
Yeah, he does have a degree behind him.
I know
you can't get advice from someone who's not stinking rich.
Exactly.
Now he is at a level where he's quittled his work and is now just doing volunteer work and community work for a year. That's the ultimate, right?
It's like my financial advisor, I asked him about like his house and checked out what car he drove and stuff first.
Please have a receipt.
If he rocks up with a Lancer and, you know.
I don't want him to be paying mortgage.
I go to my financial advisor's tent. sometimes I bring him food, depending on the week.
It's like a hairdresser with a crap haircut.
That's fine.
No, that's fine because they don't do their own hair.
Yeah, but they still chose that shit haircut.
Nah, I don't mind that one.
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
Talking about real estate agent.
Buy real estate in Australia because it's a great investment.
Earlier in the week, we had Ivan from Married at First Sight on, and we were talking to him because he's a real estate agent.
Yes.
We're saying what a horrible person you are at open homes.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
We look at a very different range of houses in Sydney. So we look at like really crumbled old homes. And up here in Queensland, there's a lot of asbestos. And my husband and I had a fight about the amount of asbestos. And he was out the back and I was in the front. And it was a big sort of screaming match of, is this asbestos? And he's like, it's all asbestos, which I guess doesn't
the
look great.
The grass is asbestos!
Doesn't seem great from the real estate
Real estate's
view.
There going, so it's a great family home.
They were aware of it. We're all aware of it. Uh-huh. But that would have, yeah, no, I have to apologise.
Have you had an Abby come through
here? Yeah, that's probably a bit of advice. Never make any out loud negative commentaries, because you could be one of those people that owns an asbestos house one day and or with some sort of product or something that the general consensus doesn't like, and you're going to want your agent to be able to stick up for you and your house, you know?
Yeah, but it's nice to be honest. Open about these.
It's not what the open means, open house.
No, he's wrong, because I wouldn't buy that house to then be selling it.
Certainly would not.
No, I've always loved real estate. Like, I love it. If I'm having a bad day, I will go to open homes of houses that I can't afford just to make me feel good, because I reckon it's fun. And I used to go with my nana and pa, so I think I've got good memories going through them.
Yeah. It's always best to dress as pov as possible and look in the most expensive house, because the real estate agent won't even really come near you.
They don't text you back. They're like, it's really good.
We know they're not buying. We'll just let them have their fun and they'll
legally
go.
They have to take your number, and I'm like, really? Do you really? Okay, no worries.
It's like at the end of a date. We both know you're not going to call.
It's not going to happen. But I do go through them differently than my husband, because he goes through, and we have, like, we've had the dream, I guess, the dream of everyone does to be able to flip homes. He's a builder and I like designing, but
we've watched The Block.
We've watched The Block. We watched Flipping Homes Australia. And it's been our dream for like 8 years. We've never got around to it.
Yeah.
So we were looking for places, but he goes through them so quickly, because I'm like, mate, you're a builder. You're not going to pay someone to do a building pest. Take your time. But he just goes, nah, got it. So I'm pointing out all the bad parts to sort of be aware. But I can understand that that's rude, because then I'll go like, is that asbestos? And then you know that other people around us will start looking up.
Yes.
Great way to drive the price down, though. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Oh, is this where the person was murdered? Do you reckon the blood's still under the carpet?
Termite holes? Oh, is this an Indian burial ground? I think it is.
I say things like, can we stay here until a plane goes past? Because I think it's at the flight path.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Too many dogs like barking next door. Would that be annoying in the middle of the night?
Flight path. Abby, you're in Ipswich. The airport's on the north side. No, but I think they get diverted here sometimes when the airport's full. We want to hear from real estate agents this morning. You know, you do open every Saturday. You give up your time with your family to do an open house so you can pay the mortgage.
Commission. That's their
job. You can pay the rent.
What are you talking about?
What's this? How do you want? I like real estate.
The real estate agent.
You know that I would become a real estate agent.
Yeah, it's a fallback.
That's what I would be doing.
And then I'll walk around your houses going, asbestos!
Yeah, and you get a punch in the face.
Can you ban people from open homes?
I don't think so. And you're free to say whatever you want at an open home. No. Can't go in with a blue light, I guess, but, you know, okay, maybe you can.
Real Estate Agents of Brisbane, 131060. What do you want people to stop doing when they come into an open house? Might even be stuff like, I will admit, I take a little peek in the bathroom cabinet just to get a sense of the people who currently live there.
I think you're allowed to do that.
Of course you are. I was checking to see if there was enough storage.
How's this? I opened a closet once and I was like, well, I'm going to really go look through this, open the closet, and it was just police uniform. I was like, oh, shut this again. And I walked down, they're like, yeah, there's three police officers that live here. I'm like, three?
Wow.
Yeah.
Or a dancer.
Well, you'd mix up your outfit. You don't want to be a police officer every night.
Maybe that's your thing. Maybe that's your show.
You mix it up.
No.
And would you leave that at work?
No.
You don't get dressed before you go there.
Well, hey, people who work at Macca's put their uniform on at home and then drive to work.
I guarantee they don't.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Talking about real estate agent.
Buy real estate in Australia because it's a great investment.
I've got lots of real estate agents as friends. I'm not that bad. I was just once.
You're not real estate agentist?
No, not at all. I've got heaps of them in my phone as friends with them. I can text any of them now. And they wouldn't text back because they might be interested in it.
You know, that is the thing I love about a real estate agent. Yeah. They become your best friend because you're a dollar sign to them. And that's fine.
Just so you know, when I get fired, I am going to have a car with my face on the side of it, with my phone number, and I'm going to become a real estate agent.
The steal a thunder.
You respect me, but we just wanted to know what's annoying that people do at your open homes, whether it is for a rental property or whether you are selling it.
Yeah, Abby walks around yelling out the word asbestos to put people off.
My husband was at the other end.
Crystal, what do you want people, you're a real estate agent with Place in Cooperoo, what do you want people to stop doing at your open homes?
Good morning, everybody. I would like people to stop using the toilet.
Oh. That wouldn't be allowed, would it?
Oh, it has happened a number of times. Not for a little while, but it's happened before.
If I asked you, though,
maybe
if
you'd
I said...
Maybe someone that...
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, but if I said, hey, Crystal, I got a bit of a tum-tum bug. Can I just pop in there?
I'd have to politely decline. It's not my place.
That's true. It's not our house.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Plus, if tummy bug, you're going to make a shambles.
Yeah, that's a definite no.
Yeah.
Well, it's either the toilet or the floor, Crystal.
Oh, come on.
The gutter.
Jordan from Place Paddington. What do you want people to stop doing in your open homes?
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good.
That's the way. Oh, look, the age-old tale of trying to find out a bit of juicy gossip of why they're selling.
I always do that. I always go, oh, so why are they selling the place? You don't like
Look, I think a lot of the time we don't actually know either. Mm. Look, it's a question we don't ask. And, yeah, I mean, personally, we don't know. It's never usually always a good tale of packing up their bags and holidaying across.
Yeah.
Isn't it, though, like, because the sense is if it's a divorce, you'll probably get it cheaper because they have to sell if it's in a divorce settlement. That's what I think when I ask that question.
Oh, but even then, they never tell us.
Yeah, right.
But you can't see the annoyance of them towards each other.
The grimace on the face? Yeah. No.
Okay, right.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to stop asking that one.
Well, you're not going to be able to stop using the bathroom. You're not going to be able to stop asking.
No, we're taking it on board.
Yeah. What would you do, though? Just say you're in there with Jordan. You're like, so why are they selling it? And then he goes, there was a murder in here.
I'd say, well, legally, I think you have to disclose that, don't you, Jordan?
That does need to be disclosed, yes. But...
There you go.
Do you have to disclose if it's haunted?
No, if they died in a rocking chair, happily, you don't need it disclosed.
Okay. There you go. Cindy from Ray White Chermside, what do you want people to stop doing at your open home?
Oh, good morning. We were in the middle of an auction, and this guy obviously wanted to get a bargain, so he kept calling out, who want to buy this property? It's got cracks everywhere. So we had to politely escort him out the front and we tried to find a sock to put in his mouth.
Oh, wow.
Mario from Absolutely Residential, what do you want people to stop doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate.
Fantastic. Mate, we had a gentleman pop in, wanted to store his jet ski at the rear of the property for 3 months while it was for sale.
What?
Fortunately, it sold in the first weekend, so we're 17 groups through.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so hang on. He said, hey, I'm looking at buying this, but can I just keep my jet ski here for a couple of months first?
No, I think he bought a jet ski and forgot to tell his wife, so he had to stash it somewhere.
Oh, right.
And there's all sorts out there.
Yeah.
Our producers are also saying that you have issues with children too.
We do have children. We normally get handed the kids while the parents walk around the property, which is pretty normal. I mean, I've got two kids of my own, but normally, you know, you should always have the parents near the kids because they might run off and injure themselves.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, though. If you're like, hey, can my kids just test out the pool?
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
What do you think, kids? Should we buy it? good on you guys. There you go. Well, we'll note that down if you're out going to buy a house this weekend. It's
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
This is a Little Ears warning. The following segment contains themes that may be confronting.
It was a scene of unimaginable, inexplicable horror and grief.
Police describing it as one of the worst they've seen.
Yeah, talking about the tragedy that happened at Camp Hill yesterday morning when three kids were on the way to school at Belmont and have sadly passed away along with their dad and then their mum in hospital succumbed to her burns and passed away late yesterday. And it's just... I think a lot of people have just been so upset by it as well, just thinking how something like that could actually happen.
I know after...
And how anyone could inflict such pain.
After you texted me about it yesterday and I'd read a little bit and I admitted to you that I had been avoiding the 100%. Story because it was hard. But I know, like a lot of parents did yesterday, first thing I did was, when I picked up Xander from school, was just look into his eyes and tell him that I loved him.
Yeah.
Because it really makes you take stock of how much life is just, and any moments in life are just hanging by a thread sometimes.
Yeah. I understand. I was trying to sort of avoid it, but it was a bit too close to home because it was
it's in your neighbourhood.
Yeah,
it is. And I've had there are a lot of friends that were friends with the family.
I was concerned when I read it how close to it to your house it was, and if you wouldn't have known the people.
Yeah, I you know, looked at my Instagram and realised that she followed me, and I have met her before. But when something like this happens, I do appreciate that the school, because my kids go to a brilliant school at Camp Hill. Their children went to Belmont and the other two were too young to go to school. But a lot of the schools in that area have opened up for counsellors as well, which I think is wonderful. But I know that there's a lot of parents out there that might try and block it out. For me, I always do with my kids. I'll turn off the news. Mm. And you would even hear that we do warnings in our news bulletin as well by what's appropriate. But for us, it wasn't possible to block it out because I know that there's a lot of parents that are sort of talking about it. But
it's the decision you make, though, isn't it? Do you sit down and have the conversation in case they hear it somewhere?
Mm.
Or do you try and avoid it altogether?
Yeah. But they sent through a, like a Department of Education have sent through of how you should have strategies of talking to children about traumatic events, whether it is anything to do with a natural occurrence, where it is the coronavirus, you know, a terrorist attack or a domestic violence situation. How do you talk to them about? And there's some interesting points on it. I just wanted to share it for anyone that's struggling of how to talk to their kids about it. And this is the big one as well, that we need to be aware of our reactions to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that I was upset. I know there's a lot of parents upset. But whether we talk about it at the school gate, kids can pick up on it.
Completely.
And you forget how they're overhearing the conversation that you have, whether it is a positive one, whether it is a bad one. So they're saying that monitor your reaction of how you deal with it.
I suppose if you're standing there in a group of people saying how horrendous it is and
if you're anxious about it and you're upset and you've got negative emotions, they're going to pick up on that. The other one is to monitor exposure to the media, especially for images and stuff like that. And also keep yourself available if they have any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful of giving too much information.
That's a good point.
For their age group as well. Do you know, of how much they would be able to understand and check their maturity of how much you have to actually do it. But I think they say you have to give accurate information as well and also explain that although there is something that has happened that is so tragic and we can't get our heads around it at this point, that it is quite rare. But the fact that they're seeing so much news about it, they would think that that's such a common event.
It's a good point. You never thought of it that way.
I know, but it's basically saying that a lot of people are talking about it because we are so shocked. Because it is so rare in this situation, you know? And also to make an effort to have normal routine.
Yeah, okay.
They do thrive on routine.
Yeah.
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 It is a hard one. So to anyone who might be listening who knew the family, you know, our condolences and all of our love and... what do you say?
See, I'd encourage people to reach out as well. I know it's easier said than done, but I don't know if people are aware. There is a men's referral services as well that do amazing work, and it's taking that leap to reach out to them.
Don't feel... If you think you know a man who is going to... I don't know, who's not dealing with something well, even if you feel silly and even if they might be fine, just ask them. Just help them. There is too much at stake in this world to have not tried.
And I know there are a lot of people that have tried, though.
Mm.
So you have done your best.
It's 20 to 8 here at Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Maddie is a big mass lover. Hayley's his best friend. Recapping the drama till their marriage ends.
Hey, hey. Brilliant.
Do you know what I love?
Mm.
Is we get we are very lucky that sometimes we can watch it online, like in a special media screening.
Mm.
I got text messages when I was at a lunch yesterday from Maddie over there, and he's like, "Whoa, Michael, hey," and I was like, "Who's Michael?" And then he was sending all these out, and Steve, the G, that to me. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Oh, Married at First Sight."
So Michael,
day yesterday.
He's the guy from Adelaide, who's got the girl with the popped up lips, as he says. He was stirring up a storm on the episode
he
last
it,
night.
Though.
Yeah,
he goes, oh, I'm gonna watch this storm.
He's a little rat.
Spoon and let it explode.
He's a rat. Rat, but I loved every minute of it. But there was too much for me to cover on last night's episode. Okay. I was eating chicken wings while I watched it, licking my fingers, thinking, what am I going to cover? Here's what happened at the dinner party last night. It was a big week for Married at First Sight. It was...
It's intimacy week.
Intimacy week.
Intimacy week. It's been intimacy week.
It's intimacy week.
Intimacy week's work for them, I would say.
Which they told us about 58 times, which was just a nice way of saying we're going to make them all sleep together so we can do an episode just on boinking. Well done, producers.
Intimacy
great job.
Is also about your connection to one another.
While you're bonkers.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Now, we've got Mikey, right? Mikey's the one who people say looks like me.
Yes.
Please never compare me to him ever again, because Mikey and his girl, Natasha, they got it on. And they were all like, oh, my God, it happened last night. It was so amazing. It was short, but it was amazing.
Look, it was good. Look, I wouldn't say it was the longest session that we've ever had.
God, I don't regret it at all. Like, I think it was...
You don't regret the 10 seconds? That was good.
Well, obviously, there was a bit of a build-up. Best 10 seconds of my life. So the crescendo came pretty quick.
Poor old Mike. He was toe-y's a Roman sandal, so, you know, it didn't last long. He had a blowout. But that was all fun and games at the start there. They're on camera having a joke.
Yes.
In comes Michael, your mate from Adelaide, the hyena. You'll hear him laugh here, right?
Okay.
He goes, I heard Mikey didn't last long. I'm going to roll in there and see what happens. He goes to Natasha for the story. Natasha tells him the story and he's all like,
I had one time, best 10 seconds of my life, and I can't wait to make it 20. You are brutal.
I do not need to know that Mikey goes for 10 seconds. Please keep that behind closed doors.
And you know what, Michael? Mm. Mikey didn't need to know that it was all gossiping. He runs over like a little snitch straight away and tells Mikey, you're not going to believe it, your missus is telling us all how your 10-second Tommy. And Mikey, who was all loved up after the session, all of a sudden now the whole room knows that he can't go for long. Marriage is over.
I feel like I've been slapped in the face. I feel... really hurt. I'm actually like uncomfortable. I actually want to leave, to be honest. I honestly just want to, I just need some time by myself.
You can't leave prematurely. That just makes it look worse.
So he's on the couch. He takes his ring off. He drops it on the couch. He's very sad. Because that is probably the worst thing any woman can ever say about a man.
Is that you, right, Steve? Bit personal.
Took me straight back there.
Yeah.
Now let's jump over to Hayley. Remember Hayley?
Oh, I love Hayley.
Yeah,
like Hayley?
Yeah.
Hayley and I, we don't like each other at all. She refuses to chat to us.
What's the deal with Hayley?
Her husband last week, she was all over him, blind, drunk, munted as, and he's like, you can't just kiss me after you've been really, really mean to me.
Yep.
That was a lie, buddy, because
you slept with her and now you're all deeply in love.
And I said to my wife at this point in the episode, I said, babe, told you, having the you-know-what fixes all arguments.
That was a curveball.
Moving forward, every time you're angry at me, let's have some...
Yeah. It's intimacy week. It's intimacy week.
And then it'll all be better. Hayley, she's the Buddha of relationships now.
I'm one of those women that a lot of other women will come to. In this experiment, people are gravitating towards me for advice. They're coming to me for advice for a reason.
I'm a big lover and nurturer, and I like to fix things.
When couples have been coming to me tonight, I've been having those discussions. There is no relationship in I.
No, there isn't.
No, there is not.
And you also can't spell Hayley.
No.
That's what happened on Maths last night.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Celebrity trainer Michelle Bridges accused of mid-range drink driving.
With her 5-year-old son in the back seat.
Michelle Bridges did a milk admit guilt, and she did go to court the other day, but it was her lawyer that was sort of throwing out the excuses. I guess that's what he's hired for, but he did say that she had mouthwash mm-hmm. just before the test. And we're like, isn't that a sort of a myth?
A myth. Mm.
But Stav did test it yesterday. He did have a half a bottle, which I thought was excessive. And he has like a home breathalyzer.
Yes. We tested out this theory. If having Listerine does show an alcohol reading, this is how it went. We're going to see if it's true that Listerine has alcohol content when Stav blows into this breathalyzer.
All right, here we go. Keep going.
0.4.
0.4?
No.
There you go.
It is true. You can blow over with the Listerine.
There you go.
Because we always just thought when they say that on RBT, it's just a way of, you know, getting out of it. Mm. But we have acting a Senior Sergeant Cameron Stephen, who is in this morning. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me in.
The RBT, the breath testing stuff, is one of your specialties, right? You're highly trained in this.
Yep, sure.
Do you get people saying that they've just used mouthwash quite a bit?
Yep, we often see them come along when they get pulled over on the side of the road, mm-hmm. And they might say, "Yes, I've just put Listerine or breath freshener in my mouth," and it can produce an indicative reading on the roadside.
But obviously, that's different than having like it in your blood.
Yeah, that's correct. Mouth alcohol is very different to having blood alcohol in your bloodstream itself. Mm-hmm. Mouth alcohol dissipates very, very quickly.
Would you say, look, just give it 5 minutes?
Yeah, so we have the option to ask people just to wait around for a period of time and then we'll give them another test. Mm-hmm. If that test is still over, then we'll take them back to a police station or a booze bus where we'll give them another test on a very specific calibrated instrument, mm-hmm. Which will produce a certificate saying what their blood alcohol reading is.
Can I throw out another rumour I've heard?
Sure.
Can tobacco, I don't know, I just want to test our relationship is here. Yeah. Can tobacco mask it as well if someone was to go to the extremes of chewing it?
I don't believe so. I've never seen where tobacco can mask alcohol.
Mm. Right.
So if you're using this as a defence that you had just had Listerine, it kind of can't be used because by the time you get back to the station and have the very accurate test done, the mouth alcohol would be completely gone.
Would have dissipated, yeah, that's correct, yeah. So usually there's a period of time that we wait, mm-hmm. And we take people back to a police station, like I said, or a booze bus, and we'll give them another test on a very specific calibrated instrument.
Mm. What about at Christmas time when mum gets a bit heavy-handed on the rum balls?
Look, I've seen it. My grandmother used to make fantastic rum balls, and she used to inject, the rum into the food.
Yeah.
And, it can produce a reading. That's certainly something that it can do.
But it's not an excuse, is it? Because you've actually consumed rum, I guess.
But the amount of liquor or alcohol which is actually in the food substance is not enough to, produce a reading if you had been taken back to a police station.
You haven't seen his family cook?
Yeah.
Well, as a kid,
I remember being 12 and, like, smashing Gypsy. The rum balls, thinking, I'm going to get drunk this Christmas. Yeah.
The other big one and the way that a lot of people get caught is the morning after.
Yeah.
Would you have any tips for that? Like, because I know people just assume that they've gone to sleep, they wake up, they'll be fine. But if you've stopped drinking at 2 and you get up at 6, that's only 4 hours. You wouldn't drink in the daytime and then drive after 4 hours if you'd done that.
Yeah, no, generally, you know, as a rule, alcohol dissipates, and it depends upon, everybody's different because metabolism rates are very, very different. But everyone, you know, metabolism rates are around about 0.02 percent per hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would advise anyone, if you're going to have a big night and drink into the early hours of the morning, then don't drive.
The whole next day?
Well, obviously, the whole next day, I wouldn't advise, if you are still going to be, or you think you're still going to be under the influence, to be out there on the roads. Because obviously road safety is important for us.
Yes.
And keeping the community safe on our roads.
Mm.
In your years of experience, is there no typical drink driver?
No.
Mm.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, right.
It's not like a stereotype.
Ages, sizes of people. It all varies. There's a lot of factors that come into play when talking about metabolism and how the body actually absorbs alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Acting Senior Sergeant Cameron Stephen, thank you for coming in. Chatting to us about that. Here we were thinking that Listerine was going to get us in big trouble, but...
Just got to wait 5 minutes.
That's right. All right, nice to see you. Thanks for popping in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Neon Ice presents Dare to Dream from June 26 to 29 at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Yeah, this time every morning, 10 grand is on the line. Don't forget, if you're up early with us at 6.30 and 7.30, you get answers for this game. It's a little treat as one of our early listeners. Let's play.
We've got Joanne in Burpengary. You've been listening and you've got three answers.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, here we go. You know, you get $50 for each correct answer, so pass if you can't think quickly. You can't repeat the same answer, and you would know that your letter is R for rich.
Yep.
All right, Joe. Your time will start when I finish the first question.
And okay.
Your question is, name a singer.
Rihanna.
Name a Brisbane suburb.
Redcliffe.
Name a cartoon.
Rugrats.
Name a fruit or vegetable.
Radish.
Name an occupation.
Radio host.
Name a bird.
Raven.
Name a famous sports team.
Rabbitohs.
Name a drink.
Pass.
Name an ice cream flavour.
Raspberry.
Name a well-known beauty brand.
Revlon.
Name a drink.
Joanna.
Red Bull.
Oh, gosh.
Do you drink red wine?
Oh, didn't even think of it.
Or Red Bull.
No, I don't.
Oh, you know how many you got, don't you?
Did I get nine?
You did get nine.
You got $450.
Okay. Whoa. That's no worries at all.
Gave me a heart attack.
Every time you go into a survey, you're going to have a look at those Red Bulls and just go, oh, I hate you.
You have a red wine today, actually. Yeah.
All right, no worries at all.
Oh, it is a bit of a worry, but you did do
You did amazingly well. Amazingly well. $450 coming your way, Joanne. Well done. Well done.
That's awesome. Thanks so much.
No worries.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Something has changed in our household. I have lost the power. I don't know where and when it occurred, but it has.
Check behind the couch.
I tried that. Something's happened. I just want to run this past you guys where you think you sit on it.
Okay.
Because we're organising Christmas. Yes, I know. It's February. Cheap flights.
When you got kids, you can be planning Christmas two or three years ahead sometimes.
We do my family every second year and my husband's family every second year, but his parents are separated. So we never do it together. So their parents are, it happens very rare, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Now, last year we had to, 2 years ago we had to skip it because we had cholera as well. So we were supposed to go back to Adelaide and we didn't.
No, you ruined it.
Well, that's what I'm getting the impression of.
You had to go and have a baby and put everyone out of sync.
But they still had Christmas?
Yeah.
You are selfish.
They still had Christmas. But my husband's phone's been ringing and it's been his sister. Has been ringing quite a bit. And we don't get each other's phones. But I was like, well, there's your sister. And he goes, oh, we're having dinner. I won't get it. And I was like, no, we can get it. I want to know what it is. He's like, no, I'll call her back. So she's been calling quite a bit. And Jagger, my son, decided to answer it. I was like, no, don't do that. And he's like, hello? And then she said, oh, look, can I speak to Dad? So he went and got him in the shower. And I was like, you know, he's like, what's this about?
Yeah.
What's this about? And they were chatting. And he's like, yep. Radio, no worries. Yep. All right. Well, I'll have a think about it. Okay. I hung up. I was like, what? And they're like, they're coming up here for Christmas. So,
were you standing in the doorway while he was having the conversation and you're giving him that look of, what did you say?
100%. With my hands on the hip.
Who is it?
Trying to go,
who is it?
Repeat
who is it?
What she's saying.
Like they do, like, in the TV shows.
Okay, you want to come up for Christmas. So I could have done the head shake or the nod. But he didn't. And I was like, what's happening? He goes, oh, they're coming up for Christmas. What, they're asked to come up for Christmas or they're coming up for Christmas? No, they're staying for Christmas for a week. What? Like, isn't it? When did I lose? It was always like, you asked the girl. It's a girl's house.
It's the girl's house, is it?
It's the girl's house.
Hey? Yeah, you're
the girl's house that he built.
You just live there.
I'm a renter. I'm renting a room.
Wow.
Am I?
You're a lodger.
Let me go back to this, okay?
Okay.
Let me go back to this.
By the way, I'm fully 100% on Abby's side.
Matthew, would you like to come over for a barbecue? What do you say?
What date?
And I give you the date and you go,
I'll text you tonight after I ask Esther.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And I say to you,
yes.
And what do you say?
I'll ask what my wife's up to. But you see, this is the problem you've got, though. Who is asking to come up for Christmas? A woman.
Yes, but then she's in the past, has always asked me.
Yeah, but so, and then she gets the runaround. She's gone straight to the guy that has to say yes. She circumvented you. It's not his fault.
Oh, she's a genius.
She circumvented you.
She's a genius.
Yeah.
Rude, but genius.
Yeah. She knows that you're going to go, we'll see what he gets. Get Scotty on. You know what he's like. Yeah, sure. What? He wouldn't even know what happened. He hung up the phone and went, I don't know what just happened there. What? They coming up for Christmas? I don't know how that happened.
I know. You're right, Steph.
Mm.
You'll weasel your way out of it. You got plenty of time.
I can't. Because now what happens, if it says no, it's like, why didn't Abby want us up?
Because it's my house and you didn't ask my permission.
No, I can't do that.
There's details. He doesn't know details. Oh, we didn't say we were going to be here. We're going to Bali. But you can come up for Christmas. House is yours. Enjoy.
You're not allowed to.
No. That's the thing. I don't trust him in a house alone.
No, it's nice the kids will get along, but a week is a long time. And it wasn't like if I invite, like Christmas is hectic. And you know why? Because I'm not a great cook, and they're great cooks.
You're a great cook.
No, because not for Christmas. I'm a good like, hey, here's a meat and three veg. Uh-huh. But I'm not like elaborate and a pudding. And Christmas is not. That stresses me.
Don't go too far with this. The main thing you're annoyed about is she asked Scott and not you. You're the CEO, and he's the assistant manager.
He's very important. He's very important.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Maintenance man is very important in the running of any building.
Arrangements and organisation, that's not his domain.
No.
131060.
His domain is building.
Let's open up the phones on this. I just want to get a gauge from those listening saying what the sister has done.
Uh-huh.
Is she well within her right to have done what she's done, or is she completely wrong?
Do you always have to ask the lady of the house?
I am going to go out, as much as I say I go against it, I am 100% on your side.
Because you would never do it. And you guys should try it.
Scott's an idiot. I would never agree to anything without checking with Esther first. Never, ever. I even check with her what she wants to dress the kids in for the day.
Oh, my God.
Babe, here's what I'm thinking. What are your thoughts? Wow. No, wrong sandals. Cool.
Wow.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I wouldn't book anything in with anyone without checking with their wife. You know, with you guys. And I was just a bit surprised because my sister-in-law called my husband to book in Christmas coming up. It's his sister, of course.
Mm.
But she used to call me.
Yeah, well, she didn't want to know.
Yeah, I know she did.
If you want a yes, go to a man.
Genius move. So they're coming up. Christmas is at our house for a week with everyone, with me cooking.
And she's very excited about that because family
is very important. Mm. The kids get along. I do like them.
You've got the new pool too. So she's like, your house is like a resort to her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you know what?
They've got it made.
Just while we're here, we haven't spent a lot of time together. Do you want to just leave the kids with you for a couple of hours?
Yeah.
We'll be back in like 2 hours, we promise.
No, she's bringing my mother-in-law as well.
Good times. Now, she didn't check with Abby. She went straight to Scotty, the husband.
Genius move. Peter and Redcliffe. Do you think that was right?
I think it wasn't right. I think it probably would have been better if he ran up past you. But I do have to ask, if it was your family that had called you up, would you have asked Scotty?
Oh.
Would you have run up past Scotty, or would you have just said, yeah, no, it's fine, I'll see you at Christmas?
Yeah,
and
right.
Then told Scotty my family's coming up.
Oh, see, no, they like Scotty a little bit more than me. So we do group text messages.
Oh.
So it's all, everyone's asked at one time. For arrangements, yeah. Although, then again, I could say to Scotty, hey, there's a family you haven't met, they want to move in for 2 months, and he'd go, righto.
Yeah, you might need to work on that.
So I hear what you're saying. So if Esther and I do decide to build a new house, I'll ring Scotty and say, mate, do you mind if we move in?
Yep.
I realise that's too. Me. He's such a yes guy, isn't he? I wonder what his limits are.
Let's push him.
You should ask. He wouldn't be asking today.
Scotty, I'm sitting on 50 grand worth of drug money. Can you hide that in the wall somewhere?
Yeah, sure, mate.
Test him today. Call him and see if you can move in.
Hey, Josh in Atmel Plains, the sister-in-law went straight to the husband, not the woman of the house. Was she right or wrong?
Look, I think Scotty T. Hottie's got it wrong here.
Yep.
I definitely think it's got to be a mutual discussion. Yeah. However, I've got a half-sister that I haven't seen for about 15 maybe 18 plus years, and she wants to organise a Christmas together, just trying to explain that to my partner would be such a heartful thing, because it's just the older sisters, I think, have the leg to stand on, because they're going to be the instigators.
Yeah.
But it, it's definitely got to be a mutual agreement, because they could bring in anything to the table, and your partner's got to be aware of that. So it's you got to be careful, mate. You could end up getting the dagger thrown at your chest if you don't talk properly. Yeah. But no, I think hands down, Scotty Tiotti's got this one wrong.
Okay. Josh, good luck for your Christmas.
Yeah.
No Whoppers.
Ah, yeah, it's been 34 years since I've seen my sister.
Jeanette and Belimba, who's right or wrong in this situation?
Oh, I totally agree with Abby. My sister-in-law wants books for my parents to come out to Australia to stay with us without even checking dates.
Oh. Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, and an overseas stay is a long stay.
Yeah.
How long do they stay for?
It was for about 2.5 weeks.
Did you have a big place? So
at least it wasn't months.
Yeah. Very British of you, looking on the bright side.
There you go. Well, breaking it down, 100% of the people say that Scotty is an idiot.
Regardless, Christmas is going to be fun.
Yay.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
The stage, Nazeem Hussain.
The Brizzy Comedy Festival, yeah, it's back and tickets are available right now if you want a good laugh, not just a mediocre laugh. Nazeem Hussain is going to give you that. He's on with us. Hey, buddy.
Oh, I'm good. Well, you didn't ask me how I am.
How are you?
I've stuffed it already.
It's like when you say happy birthday and you go, yeah, you too.
Crap. Or when you get out of a taxi at the airport and they say have a safe flight and you go, you too.
You too.
Oh, you know what I mean.
We were watching videos that you did of how to stress out an Aussie.
Yeah, so that was for a show called Legally Brown that I did on SBS, and basically the point was to stress out Aussies with ridiculous propositions that were made up by the government, you know, that street signs are going to be bilingual, that we're going to have instead of Christmas, we're going to have a public holiday for Eid. Most people didn't get stressed out. They were just completely fine with all that.
Well, it is hard when a man of colour is suggesting these things, because you instantly go, he can tell me I'm racist if I disagree with any of it.
Totally.
I've got the audio here that Abby played to us, and this is you doing the Christmas one, and the dude's probably in his 60s, and he's packing his dax. This is very funny. Have a listen.
Christmas is to be replaced as a national public holiday with Eid, the Muslim day of celebration.
No difference.
Hey. You still
have the day off, don't you?
Still have the day off.
Yep. Hang out with your Muslim friends.
That's right. Talk about Islam.
Yep,
that's right.
In fact, I showed him a photo of a guy with a machine gun. I said, would you feel stressed out if this guy sat next to you on a plane? And he goes, nope. And he was just completely, goes, well, what can you do about it? And he goes, I go, what if he spilled tea on you? He goes, oh, well, that'll stress me out. So, I don't know. I think we're uniquely chilled out here for some things.
Do you?
Except for coronavirus.
Yeah. Because you make a lot of jokes about your heritage, and, you know, you've got Legally Brown, Orange is the New Brown is another show. When you do stand up, do you see the white people in the crowd and it takes a few of those jokes for them to actually start laughing? Like, they're trying to figure out at what point can I laugh? Or
yeah, like, basically, I reckon the first 5 to 10 minutes of the show is white people looking at brown people looking at white people, figuring out whether we're all laughing and whether the other group finds it funny, and then everyone chills the hell out and then just stops thinking before they laugh. But also, I really enjoy making the audience laugh, but also, like, kind of second guess themselves.
Yeah.
For me, it's enjoyable. I don't know if it is for the audience, but I have a good time.
And then you got the added bonus of joke security, because you don't know Whitey's going to steal your material.
I don't know. Look, people are free to steal any of my jokes, but I don't know how the hell I haven't lost my entire career every show that I do, because there's always something that's just like, that is definitely over the line.
We know in the past you've been mistaken for Waleed. Is there any other celebrities you get mistaken for?
Well, you know, okay, so this is what happened to me recently. I landed in Melbourne and I was waiting to get in the queue to the long-term parking. Anyway, some guy comes up to me and takes a photo of me thinking that I'm an Indian cricket player, and I didn't want to, like, let him down because he was really excited and his son was there, so I just played along with it. I was like, oh, there are no buddies. Anyway, but this happens to me so much, right? People always mistake me for people that look nothing like me. I had a Fitness First membership, and, like, they have the photo of you on file, so when you go in, when you scan your pass, your face pops up. Anyway, for some reason, with Fitness First, if you have a duplicate pass, like, it doesn't cancel out the first one. So I used to give my second pass to my friend who is Pakistani, doesn't look much like me at all, but every time he scans a card, the person at the reception desk just doesn't, like, call him out on it.
They're not going to go, excuse me. Yeah,
they see a brown face on the screen, a brown face in front of them, they're just like, have a good session. So it's awesome. You got to, like, turn these opportunities into
You are
money
really
saving.
Using the awkwardness of people going, I do not want to offend at all costs, at all costs.
Exactly. Like, what's she going to say? You're not the guy on my screen. And he just says, yes, I am. And then she has to, like, call out the differences. If people think I look like Waleed Ali, then you can get away with anything.
What's worse, though, is you could go in and go, some guy's been using my pass. What, we all look the same to you?
That's funny. Good Life, the gym that I'm with now, they don't let you do that duplicate thing. So, so if you're brown and you want to save money, go Fitness First. We should just get one pass in the whole community. We just want to share it. And white people, you just tan up or black up, whatever.
That's the best. Well, look, you know what? Go along on the 21st and the 22nd of March to the Brisbane Comedy Festival. Your tickets are available right now. Buddy, nice to see you this morning.
Nice to see you too.
Good on you. That's Nazim Hussain. He's on the air with us here at Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It's my birthday. Oh, we got it. You didn't have to do the action. Hey, this is a bit ridiculous, and I just need you to admit it, Maddie, because we don't have any secrets, do we?
No.
Nah, well, within reason. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have strangely invited us to your son, and I say strangely because it's his 18th, and we don't care if we come or not, but you're like, no, he wants you there. And that's your first lie. And you invited us, and I said, well, I wanted to get an invite from Ethan.
From the man himself.
Party.
It's his birthday.
So I want to get an invite. So the show, I decided to text him just as a bit of a nudge to see if I'm invited. Because if I sent a text and you suggested it, saying, hey, are you having an 18th?
This was the moment she received the reply.
I said to him, hey, Ethan, you having an 18th? He wrote back, yeah, on the 4th of April. Why do you ask? I don't know.
No reason. We're just doing a survey, seeing who's having birthdays this year.
I didn't even think I was going to come.
He doesn't want us to come.
I feel weird. I feel like I'm back at high school and I didn't get an invite or like...
Did he really say, why do you ask?
Why do you ask?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Now, I know that why Matt's shocked. Because Matt's like, I thought I'd taught him how to deal with females better. That's Matt's reaction over there.
Matt taught him how to deal with females.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, never ask questions, mate. Never give any facts.
So here's the thing, Steph.
Act dumb and run away.
So I get that. And that was at 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where he's come undone.
You're right.
Because at 1:30 p.m., as if a teenage boy has gone away and considered...
Contemplated.
How hurt that must be and thought, you know what I should do? I should text back. And this is the thing. So he's text back saying, are you not able to come that day? I thought Dad had already invited you and Scotty. No, mate, this is what's happened here is he's... Manny's gone home.
He
said, mate, why did you do that? Abby was upset about it.
Don't you know I got to work with her
every day? Let's text back and I'll tell you what to say.
And then they took the next 5 hours setting up.
So I wrote back saying, is your dad making you say this?
Yes, perfect.
And he wrote back saying, no.
Nah, mate.
Can I ask?
No. I have
not finished yet.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's written, no, I'm not home yet. Why? What happened?
So why can't I just invite you to his birthday?
Because it's not your birthday.
What's your issue? Because
now you're pretending to be him.
I have organised and paid for the entire party.
Yeah.
Even Esther set up the Facebook page and invited all of his friends. He's done nothing.
He doesn't want your loser friends to come.
No.
Just admit that you're the one that did this text exchange.
It had nothing to do with me.
Because it's you texting.
Ethan, tell her. Ethan's on the phone.
Look. I wasn't even home when I sent that message. I literally looked at my phone and I was like, I suppose it's a bit rude for me to just say that. I'll text her again and ask if she's not able to come or anything. I'd love for both of you to be there if you can be there.
That's really sweet. Thank you, Ethan.
You're welcome. Just one really quick thing, Abby.
Yeah.
Scotty is coming, right? like he's definitely coming.
Yeah.
Yep, you always need that guy at the party. Yeah,
if you can't make it, cool. Scotty's going to be there, right?
Scotty Long. I can see Scotty Long. If you really want him there among your friends.
I can't make it, Ethan. I've actually got a wedding that day.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, thanks, man. We'll have
hopefully
a beer
we can catch up another time.
Yeah. We'll go out for a beer later.
You both invited.
You can come out to the valley with us if you want.
Oh, I'll go there. No.
Oh, don't be desperate now, babe.
I mean, whatevs.
Whatevs.
You can come, but you've just got to bring hot friends. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Ethan's got a... No, don't say yay. You got a girlfriend.
It's not for him. It's for his mates.
Not for me.
Oh,
yeah,
for his dad.
Yep.
Are you going to go clubbing with Manny?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that is so hurtful.
Oh, now you're hurt.
Why
well,
do you
mate,
ask?
I can tell you what to say in this situation. But he's like, the thing is, though, Matt's still young enough to legitimately go out there by himself. So no, you're not.
Cool.
No. Well, you're over 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that too old for clubbing?
We do need someone to pick us up, though, so we don't have to pay for an Uber.
Good luck with that.
There you go. Well, it's fine. See, you're fully invited.
And there I you did just not admit make him that you told
of
him
Of course
to say
I didn't
that.
Estimate him text that.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that.
Are you going?
Are you coming or not?
Are you going?
You coming to the 18th?
I don't know.
Well, you better let me know because I'm catering it and I need
it's
to put that in. Yes.
Oh. Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Morning. That is it for us. Another fantastic day to get underway. Let's take a moment to reflect as a family.
A lot of companies do send us things, which I think is incredibly sweet. And if I haven't thanked you, this is your thank you now. But I'm not very good at reading stuff, and sometimes I got a little bit carried away. And I've been trying not to have treats, but I got some treats sent, and I was like, they don't look too bad. They're kind of like honey biscuits or something, but I didn't really read them and just ate them.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't that great, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, tell us the brand.
Yeah, while you're thanking them for their wonderful produce.
Turned it over and it said, Dear Yoshi.
Oh.
These are some doggy treats.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
So I guess the woof on the front of it would have given it away, but I didn't read it. And they weren't bad, but it's hard because I don't think there's any requirements for dog treats, so I can't read the ingredients.
But having said that...
And I just shamefully just put it in my bag and went, I'm not going to tell people about it, but just this is the thank you. They are delicious-ish.
Mm-hmm. So they weren't fantastic, but they weren't that bad that you didn't consume the entire biscuit.
There was only... Oh, yeah,
you
I
had the whole biscuit. Yeah,
I thought you meant, I was going to say there was only two.
Look at your nice shiny coat now, though.
I wonder if this second biscuit tastes better than that first one. No, no, no.
One was honey, one was chocolate. Anyway, thanks for no thanks. So thank you for sending stuff in.
You're invited to Ethan's party.
Oh, to let it go. If you can't build a better thanks, but no thanks, don't stop.
No, I'm just saying. I'm spending a large amount of money on the party. I bought festoon lights for him. He's going to have pizza, right? It's going to be like a festival of Ethan, all the stuff that he loves.
Oh, have you got a photo board?
Yes.
I love a good photo board.
Yeah, there'll be a photo board. When he was a little kid, we used to buy him the dinosaur donuts from Donut King.
Yes.
That's what his birthday cake is going to be made out of.
This is just going to be...
This is about you, isn't it?
Yep.
It's not a celebration of his birth. It's about me and Esther making it to the end. Okay? Come. Please. Thanks. But no thanks.
I get heaps of invites, so I just need to go through them and work.
Yeah, I can tell.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Whew, a hectic social life.
Why do you ask? I am a fan of the hand sanitizer option in the bathroom. You've got two options in the bathroom. You've got either the soap or the hand sanitizer.
No, you've also got just straight water if you're that kind of person.
Straight water. You've got the dry rub on the pants, I guess. You've got the option of nothing at all, if you're really honest with yourself. But I'm a fan of the hand sanitizer. But there are some times where that does backfire. Twice at this stage, because one, it will find any little nick, cut, scrape, or paper cut on your hand, head straight for there, and bombard you with pain. And also, and I know you're not going to believe me on this one, the one in the male toilets, it's a little bit gummed up in the nozzle. So when you push it, it sprays in all directions.
No, I believe you.
Onto one's pants.
Yeah, you got to undo it, put it under hot water, or take that glove off so the next person doesn't have to deal with it.
And I keep on forgetting and just doing it, and then it does that thing where it looks like I've...
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. So you're just trying to diffuse when you couldn't
learn
to go to the toilet.
Splashed up on me. Right now,
let me splash it deliberately.
Love coming to this safe space every day and sharing my problems.
I've done it too.
Well, every guy does it.
That one's the size of a 50-cent piece. That doesn't look like a little dribble.
What I'm saying is I didn't do it.
Yeah,
it was hand sanitizer. Yes. It was hand sanitizer and pee. Thanks. But no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We're going to play Alpha Bucks tomorrow. $10,000 is what you win. Don't forget, answers get given away at 6:30 and 7:30 live on the air. This is your letter.
The letter?
I'm going to go to the
toilet. J.
Bye.
See you tomorrow, everyone.
Tomorrow.
Bye.
Tomorrow.